Chapter 5. She drifted in and out of sleep throughout that long night, so at one point Rita decided to get up and watch TV for a while. Passing the outer perimeter of her small living room, she caught a reflection in the darkness outside. Doing a 180, she walked the hall to the room at the farthest end of the house. Under cover of darkness, she tiptoed to the window, standing off to one side. There in the street, enveloped in the fog, was a patrol car. She wondered if they were there to protect her privacy or were dispatched to be sure she wouldn't go on the lam. Either way, she felt a wave of comfort for at least having a cop close by in the event she needed one. Shrugging her shoulders, she walked down the hall again to the kitchen, removing her coffee maker from the cabinet. She stumbled around the kitchen and looked up at the microwave clock. 2:13. Rita's motions were one of a person on autopilot. She fed the cats, changed their water bowl, washed a few dishes that were in the sink, and folded some clean towels that she carried in from the garage. This was a familiar routine for Rita most mornings, as she listened to the weather forecast on TV in robe and slippers. After an hour or so of this habitual activity, Rita was hit with a wave of exhaustion and plodded back down the hall, checking to be sure that the police car was still there. Reassured, she crawled into bed, where she almost instantly fell into a deep sleep. Around 7, Rita awoke again, but lingered and snoozed on and off for almost another hour. She finally brushed the bed sheets aside, extending her right leg toward the ceiling to surmise her new anklet. She turned to Bella, who was still peacefully snoozing on the